Hello.
Hello, Gilmar. How are you?
Very, very good. Okay, so finally, huh?
I know. I thought, oh, pobrecito, he's probably still working.
No, I just finished what I was doing today.
Oh, wow. What project did you have today? What was it, flooring or?
Well, when you called me, I was at the dumper, Calabasas, then.
Right.
In the process of opening something. Basement,
uh-huh.
So I had to come and do some filler on the floor, like it would be like a
industrial
concrete floor. So,
we
put the filler today. So I sent you like a message. Do you guys have a website? You guys are a business, right?
Oh yeah! Oh my gosh! Here, let me send it to you. I'm gonna send you our pricing page, but. Keep in mind that the prices that you're going to see on there, Gilmar, they don't apply to you because those prices are the original rates. The package that you do want to look at is the one that says platinum package. Let me send it to you.
Well, the reason is because we already talked. I like the way you present yourself and how
thank
you explain things.
Yeah.
So I'm already like interested, but I don't know.
Well, no me conoces from Adam and Eve. I know.
Exactly. So, yeah. So,
I mean, just in the plática we've been having, you know me, but not that well.
Well, we want to know.
Of course.
The website or, you know, how that goes.
Our company.
I trust businesses, the websites or
I know.
Apps
sometimes.
And stuff like that.
I get it. So what I sent you also is my contact information. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, Gilmar, okay? So I'm the one who makes sure that it's a good fit for your business to work with us and also us with you. I'm the one who's able to apply the credit to get you the special reduced rate, right? But I create the account. Now, just so you know how our process is, once the account is created, right, I also schedule what we call a client interview with one of our technicians, and that's where the real magic is going to happen because they're going to talk to you about the website, the keywords. They're going to talk to you about everything way more in detail, okay? Now, from there, basically we're doing all the work. So when you have an update, let's say you have a change, you have a question or concern regarding your account, you're going to always contact customer service, okay? Because they're now the ones who are going to be dedicated to your account. We do everything within our company. We don't outsource it. Other companies, they'll send it somewhere else for someone to handle the accounts. We don't. We do it all in-house.
To Philippines, to China, to different companies?
No. We don't send them to different companies. No, we handle our own. Yeah.
Okay.
We've been doing this, I'll tell you, llevamos 19 years. December, we turned 19 years in business. We've been doing this quite a long time.
Okay,
and we're based in Fountain Valley.
What's the name you said?
Local. If you look
local.
At your text messages, it's local. L-O-C-A-L. And then Splash. S-P-L-A-S, like Sam H. Splash,
okay.
Like a splash of water. We're in Fountain Valley. You'll find us on Google, too. We have over 900 reviews.
I remember this local splash. I've been receiving many phone calls. Yeah. Okay. So
yeah,
now,
I've called you in the past.
You're the one that sealed the deal because you have the patience. This is what you do for a living, for sure.
Well, you know what it is? I'm going to tell you, right? I speak with many business owners. You can imagine how many I talk to throughout the day, right?
Well,
Monday through Friday.
Maybe
a lot of times.
I said 100 already by the time.
Right? Well, and here's the thing. I'm not here to pressure anybody. I'll tell you what my job is. My job is to talk to you about what's working, what's not. What are the goals that you have set for yourself, right? Because I think it's important for me to understand a little bit more about what goals you're trying to achieve too, right? Because we have different packages. I can't just offer you something that I offer to someone who does, custom buildings, right? I can't offer you the same package I'm offering them, especially if they're trying to target a specific area, because it's not a cookie cut. There could be something that you need different than the next person, right, that I talk to for a different category. So not every category is going to be the same type of package, because it's also going to depend on how I say the appetite of the business, how aggressive you want to be, you know. So I recommend this package because I feel that this is a better fit for you, because it's going to still provide you a steady flow. The one that I told you, the Platino package, the Platinum one for $249 a month. That's the one that has the Google and Facebook marketing combined, right? I wouldn't even offer you Google Ads because I feel you're not, you don't need them. And Google Ads are more expensive. You're covering a 30-mile radius. That's sufficient for Facebook advertising.
I cover 100 miles, whatever the project, whatever the money is, I go anywhere. So I'm right. local, but I work to.
So with miles. This, but, with this uh-huh. Platinum package that I'm offering you, it's going to cover up to 50 miles. If you tell me I want 100 miles, I don't care, I want 100 miles, then you're going to pay more money because you're going to have to go to the next package. And I feel there's enough business within 50 miles. Start with this package first. That doesn't mean you can't upgrade, you know, más adelante if you want to upgrade to other packages that we have. You could do that at any time, but I think this is a better start for you.
No, in my
opinion, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't want to offer you something that you don't need. That's how I work.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah, and you have to have patience because, you know, sometimes it's just not right timing for you, right? So you have to listen, and this is where a lot of companies don't listen to the business owner. They don't listen to what the problem is. They don't, you know, if you sometimes would just sit and listen to the person, what they're telling you, what's going on with their business, they basically are telling you, this is the problem I'm having. Give me the solution, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So half the time, si nomás escuchan lo que está diciendo uno, they'll know, okay, now I know how I can help you, right?
Yeah,
or maybe I can't, you know?
Yeah.
But you got to listen.
Of course, yeah. Well,
that's what my husband tells me.
I trust that you guys have put me on Google. These people go there and look, there's thousands of small businesses around, but then.
There's a lot of businesses.
A
lot of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, Gilmar, this is what it's going to come down to. Yes, there are many companies on there, on Google, right? But ni siquiera, you're not even an option. And with the quality work that you do, you should be able to be an option on Google, right? If people were to see the quality work that you do, and I feel you know how to sell your own services, as long as you can get them on the phone, you're pretty good about closing the job, right? You've been doing this long. I know you're new, but I believe you've been doing this a lot longer.
I'm good. I don't want to sound like full of myself, but yeah, I'm good.
Well, you know what? You probably don't even need to talk. Enseñale los fotos, and they can see right there for themselves.
Yeah. Some people don't trust that they want to have the personal touch in you, see your eyes. Moves or whatever, you know, but
you're not full of yourself, you're confident in the service that you provide. Good for you. You should be.
If I'm not confident, I'm not in business.
Exactly. So Gilmar, we do send you everything in writing. We also send you a receipt by email as well. What is the best email for you?
My name, last name at Gmail.
So Gilmar, and what's your last name?
Corado, Corado.
At Gmail?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm sending you right now, it's going to be two emails, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. So what this first one is going to say is Google and Facebook marketing, and it's going to show that the price I said is $249 month to month. Okay, you're not going to have a setup fee. I waived it. Everything that we're including in the package. So that's the first one I sent. Now, this second one is called Client Dashboard Analytics. Now, this one, Gilmar, it gives you an overview. Like, it gives you an example of our reporting system. So you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track your results with us and not just take our word for it that it's working. So you're going to be able to see what phone calls you're receiving, how many times you came up in the search results. You're going to be able to track all of that. Okay. So I sent you those two. Now,
yeah. I got one for you.
Beautiful. I was going to ask if you received them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome.
I'm going to be chewing on your beer. Yes, bear with me, okay? I'm hungry.
Oh, it's okay. I didn't even hear you comiendo. Now you're going to get me hungry. No, I'm just like. What are you eating?
tortitas, you know, tortitas de carne con recado. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Like, es un guisado de tortitas de carne. Different spices and condiments. Your nationality or ancestors, were they from Mexican?
Mexican. We make guisados.
Yeah. We do.
For me, a guisado, like the way we do guisado, like the way I do it, I like to do like a carne molida with like a salsita, you know, cebolla, comino, and all that in it.
Yep.
And I'll add some verduras. Sometimes I'll do like papa or nopal. It's basically you just gather whatever you have in the refrigerator and put it all together. That's how good I think a guisado is, right?
My half here made me like tortitas, like tortilla.
Uh-huh.
And some other spices.
Where are you from?
Guatemala.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. My younger daughter's, their dad, his family's from Guatemala. So,
oh, really?
Yes. I'll tell you a funny story. I'll tell you a real funny story. My daughter, Valerie, one day when she was little, my mom was babysitting her.
Okay.
I have two older daughters and two younger ones. The two younger ones are, their dad's family's from Antigua. But.
Oh, Antigua. I was there like 15 days ago.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So I was laughing because I had came home. This was a long time ago. I came home to pick her up from my mom's and she was crying. I'm like, what's wrong? They're not my sisters, me decía, que no son mis hermanas. And I said, why do you say that? Yes, you are sisters. You're from the same mom. No, because my nana said I'm a watermelon.
Oh, yeah. That's how they call it, watermelon. Watermelon.
No, mi mamá le estaba diciendo no, because you're watermelon. Pero ella decía watermelon. Le dije, okay, no es sandía. You're not a watermelon.
That's where the drug was made, right? You got it.
I started laughing and I said, no, mia, because she thought because she wasn't full Mexican that we're not sisters. And I said, no, just different dads, not, you're still sisters. But my mom couldn't stop laughing. She goes, ¿de dónde saca that she's a watermelon? I said, because she can't say Guatemalan, déjala.
That's a nice joke.
But, you know, when I first had a tamal, you know, because when I was pregnant, I was craving tamales. And so the dad, of course, me trajo tamales. He's like, oh, my mom's making tamales. Let me bring you some. Y cuando los trajo, I said, this isn't a tamal. He's like, yes, it is. And I said, no, it's not. Well, because you guys use the banana leaf, right? Y porque le echan pollo y verdura. And I was like, this is not a tamale. He's like, this is the way we make the tamales in Guatemala. And I'm like, okay, but it was delicious.
Yeah,
it was really good.
It's something completely
really
different. Yeah. There are different kind of tamales in Guatemala. Of course, there are in Mexico, where Oaxaca,
yes,
and Michoacan tamales or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Very
Guatemala,
different, too.
Different. Some people cook the masa with, with a lot of oil, and they cook the masa first, and then they make the tamale, and then the tamale is cooked again. And some people, they put the masa like cruda, masa cruda, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay, going back to business.
Yes, Gilmar, le mandé ahorita. I sent you also the number to our customer service department.
Okay.
Check your text messages. And this number, I want you to save it in your contacts under Local Splash, the 877 number. Okay?
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Now, it also has, we already sent you your credentials, right? So when you go into your Tabalero de Reportes, your client dashboard, it's not going to work right now because they got to set it up. But you mm-hmm. already have the username as your phone number. Your password is going to be the number 4, search. So we sent it to you so that you already have that. Okay? Now, I just want to make sure I have your name, Gilmar. You spell it G-U-I-L-M-A-R, right? Gilmar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Corado, C-O-R-A-D-O, mm-hmm. is your last name. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the number that should be listed for the business is this phone number, the 323-866-9468, right?
Mm-hmm. Now.
Okay.
Now,
Monday.
Can you guys, instead of, because if someone Googles my name.
Uh-huh.
Well, it don't matter. It doesn't matter.
Your name's not going to be anywhere on Google. I just need your name for the account that I'm setting up. We don't put your name anywhere on Google. All they're going to see is your company name and your phone number.
Great. Okay, baby.
Okay. Yeah, no, I just need it for the account that I'm setting up here with us. Okay. Now, the company name, you want it to read as Gilco, G-U-I-L-C-O, and then Handyman? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Google needs to verify you at your address. What's your home address?
1628.
Mm-hmm.
South.
Uh-huh.
Westmoreland Avenue. Westmoreland Avenue.
And I have it coming up as Los Angeles 90006.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's no, like, apartment or unit number or anything like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll make sure that the address is hidden because we don't want your address showing on Google. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gilmar, for the payment, for the billing, the card that you're using, does it have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
My name.
Okay. And it's just Gilmar Corado, or is there, like, a middle initial or a different last name?
Gilmar Corado.
Okay. And the mismo billing address?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
You almost gained the numbers, right? Little by little, you're a good business girl. Mm. Okay.
Y me estás dando hambre because you're over here eating.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I use my lunch now.
Oh, poor. Benas? Oh, my gosh.
Visa,
okay, what was that?
4246.
Mm-hmm.
3153.
Mm-hmm.
6534.
Okay.
6566.
I'm going to repeat it back to you, but I'm not charging the card, okay? So you said it was a Visa, 4246-3153. 6534-6566, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When does it expire, the month and the year?
Expires 2/28.
2/28.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the CVV code on the back?
630.
630. Okay. So before I process your payment, okay, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. And it's because I have you at a discounted pricing program. We don't typically advertise. And what it's all going to do, it's going to outline the service agreement. It's going to say the billing date, el cantidad. It's going to say that we're going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. So I'm going to call it a 2-month verbal agreement. Un compromiso verbal. Pero estás pagando mensualidad. Okay.
Right.
I'm also going to tell you that if you need a cancel, in that voice verification, I'm going to say just make sure that you call 3 business days before your billing is due. That's why I tell you to save the customer service number in your contacts so you always have our phone number, okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, Gilmar, if you have a question, I want you to stop me. Nomás dígame, what does that mean? Okay, so this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. Are you okay with me going over it with you in Spanish? Or do you prefer English? What do you prefer?
English is fine.
Okay. Beautiful. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Gilmar, and this is how it reads. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Gilco Painting and Handyman.
Okay, so do I need to put painting and handyman? Because right now
yes.
I have it listed to be, okay, so let me correct that. So just to confirm, the company name should read as Gilco Painting and Handyman, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Owner. Gilmar Corrado, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Gilmar, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we might call you with an update on your account, and we know you can't just answer the phone, so we ask that you at least respond within 24 business hours. I'm also going to set up a security question for you, because if anyone were to call you, right, let's say someone's calling you and they're saying you need to pay more money, we're never going to call you to ask you to pay more than the $249 a month. So when I put the security question, I want you to always ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling, okay? And we do this to protect your account. So the security question could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for your security question?
My mother's.
What was your mom's maiden name, de soltera, before she got married?
Ortega.
Ortega. Okay. So remember, if whenever we call, you want to always make sure to ask, what's my security question? That's how you're going to identify if it's really us calling you or not. Okay?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is May 1st, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this will be a two-month verbal commitment. So what that means, Gilmar, is your second payment will be charged on June 1st, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, it'll be a recurring payment. So what that means is when your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each first day of the month in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number I texted you, 877-635-6225. Now, we ask that you at least call 3 business days before the billing is due so that you don't get charged. So if you need to pause or cancel it, just make sure you call 3 business days before the first so that way you don't get charged on that date. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to be doing here is I'll be updating your package and then I'll be processing the payment. I need to schedule your client interview for tomorrow. The client interview It takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we block out an hour just in case if it goes a little bit longer because you have more questions or details, right? But I want to make it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. So if I'm looking at the calendar, I have appointments.
What do you think is a long time? I'm sorry. Why too long?
Monday?
So
because 30, it takes 30 to 40 minutes. Okay, but if you have, like, let's say you have a bunch of questions, right? It might take a little bit longer then. We just want to make sure that we block out an hour for you so you have enough time. It could take you 30 minutes. You might get through it quickly. It all depends, okay? But basically what they're going to talk to you about is the website. They're going to talk to you about more in detail, and they're going to verify the information that I went over with you. So if I'm looking at the calendar for tomorrow, this is what I have available, and you let me know what works for you. I have appointments available 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. What one of those times would work for you?
3 to 4.
3 to 4. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you this calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that tomorrow we're going to call you between 3 and 4 o'clock. But we're going to call you from an 877 number. So you just got to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour, okay? Now, if for some reason when we call you, let's say you're in the middle of a job, right? And you need 5 or 10 more minutes, you know, like earlier when we talked, just say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes and we'll call you right back, okay? I just wanted to make sure I put the CVV code is 630. Is that what you said? Because it told me it doesn't match the CVV code.
That's the one, 630.
Okay. I have the card number is 4246-3153-6534-6566, right?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I missed a number or something. 6566, and then it expires February of 28, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me try it again, because it said I had the mismatched. Now it says suspected fraud.
Yeah, it's Chase. Chase is very
mistaken. Oh, you know what? They probably send you a text then.
You know what? Let
to confirm.
Let me give you another card. Maybe it's not
okay. And then real quick, too, I'm going to send you this text message because how we're putting painting and handyman. I don't know if you want it to be like this. I'm sending you the text. Let me know if that's the way you want it to read, because I put not the word and, I put the symbol. Tell me if that's the way you want it.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure because I know sometimes someone might not want the symbol. Okay, perfect. Let me do that. And then I'm going to set up your client interview. Let me send you this invite first. And then I'll just need a couple of more minutes just to finish up notes with you, and then we'll be all done, okay?
Okay.
So that way you can finish your lunch.
I'm done.
pobre. Oh, my gosh. You ate so fast. Ni modo, right? You have to.
I eat in 2 or 3 minutes. That's
oh, my gosh. Ay, Gilmar. You should be able to enjoy your food and not eat so fast. Okay.
That's okay.
Okay. You said you wanted to use a different card?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the card, does it have just Gilmar Corado on it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Same billing address?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the card number?
4833.
Uh-huh.
1602.
Okay.
6417.
Uh-huh.
8184.
4833-1602. 6417-8184, right?
Correct.
When does it expire?
328.
And the CVV code on the back?
634.
Okay. Give me just a second here. Now, whenever you have like changes, questions, or concerns regarding your account, or if you have like updates, always contact customer service, but know that we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. If there's ever a time, like let's say you do want to talk to someone in Spanish, just oprima the number 8, and that'll get you to someone in Spanish, okay? Do you want me to put on the account here with us that you're bilingual, or do you prefer that I just put English? You tell me.
Bilingual is fine.
Okay. All right. And then now under your services, because I'm not just going to put handyman, right? Handyman to me is like someone who does more like light bulbs and stuff like that. Yeah. I can put the handyman, but what do you prefer that I put in your services that I'm going to note on here? I know remodels. I think you mentioned additions too, right?
Yes, put general construction.
General contractor. Okay. But what if someone's looking for a bathroom remodel? You want me to put that?
Yeah, general construction.
Okay.
General construction.
Right, but I'm also talking about specific services too. So if you're, you want, like if someone's looking for a remodeling job, you want to make sure that they type in remodel and you're coming up.
Okay. Yes, remodel bathrooms, remodel kitchens, remodel houses.
Uh-huh.
I'll do commercial too, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you, what about if someone was looking just for flooring? Do you want that?
Yes.
Okay.
General involves everything, but flooring, electrical, tile, hardwood floors.
Plumbing, electrical, tile. Uh-huh.
Stucco, like any exterior with windows. Doors.
Windows, doors. Uh-huh. Perfect.
Yes,
all right.
Plumbing.
Yep, I put that too.
I'm sorry?
I put that down to the plumbing. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kitchen, you already put it, the kitchen, the motor kitchen, it means everything in the kitchen. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Okay. I would, now, okay. This is not a requirement. I ask out of mania. Do you have license and insurance? Are you in the process?
I can provide with licenses and insurance.
Oh, beautiful.
If the client wants everything to be, we can provide with that.
Oh, okay.
But I can't put that on Google right now.
No. I'm just putting that you do have where you could provide it, but it's not going to be listed on Google.
It doesn't require any license or any liability because it's a handiwork.
Yes, if we were exactly.
A new foundation, definitely there are other.
Of course.
But any changes in houses, that involves insurances.
Of course.
To do change light bulb to another light
fixture
or light fixture, that doesn't require all those things. If we're going to put new cabinets and remove cabinets and put new cabinets, that doesn't require any liability or any insurance. We're just putting whatever is there. But if the client wants a liability, we can provide with liability. The price changes, definitely.
Of course. Okay. No worries. And then do you have a business logo or do you want us to make one for you?
Well, what do you mean with that?
A business logo, like a logotipo para tu negocio. Do you have one?
Logo. I have a logo for me, but if you guys provide me with one, I have a logo, but give me an idea, send me.
Let us make you one, and if you like the one that we make, we'll keep that one, and if not, don't worry about it. It doesn't cost you anything. It's included.
Yes. Okay,
so I'm going to put needs business logo, and I put that you have pictures, and then let me see. Okay, Facebook. We're going to build you the business Facebook page. Do you have a personal page on Facebook?
I do. I have my personal.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why. When we make the business Facebook page, this is how they're all created. It's created through your personal page. Nobody is going to see the personal page, right? It's created that way so that you have the ownership and access to the page that we're making for you on Facebook. Okay? No. Because it's all going to pertenecer a tu negocio. The only reason why we created through your personal page, para que tengas el acceso, because you're going to be the owner of it. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
So are you just under Gilmar Corado?
Yes.
I'm going to try to see if I can find you. Okay. Let me see. Do you remember what your profile picture looks like?
I have it private now. I don't know if you can find me, but I have the page private.
Okay, fuiste a la Universidad de Guatemala, San Carlos?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did? Okay,
Adolfo,
I found you.
Adolfo Behold, right?
I found you. It says Escuela de Ciencias Comerciales.
No.
Guatemala City.
No, that's not me.
So you didn't go to San Carlos de Guatemala?
No.
Okay, so that's not you. Okay. You don't remember what the profile picture looks like?
I think my kids.
Your kids?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like in a swing, I think, yeah.
That they're swimming? Like, oh, on a swing. There's three boys. Three boys on a swing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I found you. And there's a picture of a lady too, right? A profile, like a picture in your background photo. So
yeah,
in
my mom.
Okay. Aw, how sweet.
Because I'm going through some issues personally.
It's okay.
So
I understand.
Let me
yeah.
Me
no.
Okay. Yeah. That's the one.
Okay, mira. Te lo voy a mandar por text y me dices si ese es. Mira, no me tienes que explicar por qué. I understand. I know sometimes my husband had some issues going on and we had to keep him very private. I promise you, your personal page, your name, none of that is going to be on the business Facebook page. None of it. Okay?
This is your business and you are the one in charge of your business. And that's me.
Oh, okay. Oh, your mom's sweet. Oh, how cute.
I just came back from Guatemala for her first anniversary. She died last year.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That's very hard.
It's tough. Yeah.
But we keep pushing because that's what they would want, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago, my brother was killed in an accident.
Ay, Dios mío.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. Qué pena. And what are your hours of operation, Gilmar?
No. I don't want to put 24 hours.
And no ponga 24/7. Are you crazy? You're going to have people calling you off the hook.
I understand, yes. Yeah, I used to do it 24/7. People.
Ay, pobre. ¿Cuándo descanses?
Yeah, 12, let's say 8 to 5, 8 to 4.
Want me to put like 8 to 4 Monday through Friday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then
just put Monday. I have the guys anyways. Monday through Saturday. You know, if I
okay.
can, I make this client.
Saturday 8 to 4. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if we need to change it, don't worry about it. I put Monday through Saturday 8 to 4, and then when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer when we call you or like when we communicate?
Text message.
Text? Okay. And then what are the forms of payments that you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
PayPal, Venmo, cash, checks, whatever.
Zelle?
Oh,
nomás quieres que ponga cash, check, PayPal.
Yeah, no sale because I need to control
okay.
that.
Yeah. What about the Cash App or Venmo?
Balancing my bank, I need to control that so I receive checks or Venmo. Or
yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you do Cash App or Venmo? Do you need me to put those or no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cash App and Venmo. Okay, perfect. Now there's just two things I need you to find for me.
Cash
and then we'll be
no.
all done.
Cash App, no. Just Venmo.
Just Venmo. Okay, le voy a quitar Cash App. Okay. Ahora, there's two emails. We also sent it in a text that I need you to find. There's going to be one that says action photos needed for Google verification.
Photos of what?
I need you to find that. It's an email or a text that we sent you because we sent it to both, and I'm going to explain to you what it is.
Yeah, it's right there. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Should I open it up?
So, yes, please open it because I'm going to explain it to you. So, how we're going to get you verified through Google faster is by providing Google the following pictures, okay? So, Google, what they do now, antes mandaban el código, you know, by mail, right? And sometimes it would take forever for you to get it. Well, now, because everything's going digital, Google does video, okay? So, we send you a list of items that we need pictures of. Now, some of those you're not going to have those items. That's okay. Just send us the ones that you can. So, for example, on the list it says, send us a picture of your tools and or your work equipment, right? Send us a picture of your work truck or your work van and that the license plate shows. It could be like kind of blurred out. Don't worry about that. Send us a picture. Mande?
I don't have any problem with
you. Okay. Now, also send us a picture. Like if you hand out business cards, send us a photo of that. If you have like a business registration, I know you don't have the license and insurance, don't worry about it, but send us on that list whatever you can, okay? This is going to help you get verified through Google a lot faster, okay? Now, there's another one that I need you to find that says initial invoice, and it would have came either before or after the one that says welcome. And it'll say Gilmar, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
What? I'm sorry, I got lost. What did you
it's
say?
Okay. Okay. So I need you. It's okay. We're almost done. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. And it'll say, it's another one. I should have told you, it's another text or email. I'm sorry. Esa es, yes. Okay. So it goes on to say, Gilmar, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Save that for your taxes, too, because it's a write-off. Okay, so no lo pierdas. As Gabo, if we need to resend it to you, always save your receipts, okay? Now, as you're reading on, it goes on to say a few sentences down, please click here to accept your subscription terms. I need you to click on that. Where it says click here.
Right there.
Okay. Now it should take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top. Are you on that page?
Local Splash, below is a summary of, what, no?
What page are you on?
Local Splash Terms and Experience.
SIS. Okay, now, look towards the bottom. Do you see where it says mobile phone?
Yep.
Okay, make sure it's your phone number in that box, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the two boxes underneath of that, you're going to click in the first box. You're going to click in it, and it's going to do a little check mark because you're agreeing to receive text messages to your phone from us, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the other box, you're going to click in it because you are certifying that it's your name on the card that you gave for the payment and that your credit card information is complete and accurate. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the bottom where the flechita is that says sign, mm-hmm. in that box, you're going to click in it, type your name without accent marks, porque no reconoce, you know, acentos. You're just going to put Gilmar, space, Corado. You don't need to put the date. And then you're going to click confirm signature. Now, when you do that, it should take you to a page that tells you to put a username and password. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I'm going to explain this to you. This is where you would go in and track your results with us. This is your tablero de reportes. So remember earlier, the customer service number that I sent you, I sent you your username and your password. This is where you would put that, the username and password. So if you try it right now, it's not going to work because the technician has to set it up. So in 5 to 7 days, we'll email you to let you know you can start going in your client dashboard. We just like to send you like your username and password ahead of time. Okay. So mañana, we're going to call you between 3 and 4 o'clock from an 877 number. I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview to let you know what's coming up. Okay. And I'm going to make sure that I'm available to introduce you to the technician. So I'm going to do my best not to be on another call because I like to introduce you. Okay. So now if for some reason when I call you, you're like in the middle of something, just say, hey, Nadine, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes. Como me habías dicho, and we'll call you back. Okay. Now starting from tomorrow. Okay. We're going to get moving. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be able to log into your reporting system. Your Facebook page is going to be created for the business. You're going to be listed in the directories as well, okay? 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads will be live. They're going to be visible. And your website is already going to be published. They'll be able to see the website too, okay?
Well,
now, in our
visible.
Sunday?
For how long all that is going to be visible?
It's going to be visible all the time for as long as you're with us. Yeah, for as long as you're with us.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Now, in the terms and conditions que te mandamos escrito, right there it says, our promise for you to be on the first page of Google, we always give the promise of 30 to 45 days. That's always the promise. But many times, Gilmar, I've seen it happen sooner, okay? So, because we know it's important for you to get those calls like as quickly as possible, is why the website, the directories, the Facebook ads, those are up and running a lot sooner so you can start generating phone calls, okay? Mm-hmm. Any questions, any updates, concerns, you contact customer service. If it's urgent and you cannot wait, you are welcome to call me. I can't make the changes, right? It's the team who's handling you now. But I can at least get a message to them, okay?
Sure. Okay.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. Bienvenido.
Yeah,
I'm excited
hopefully.
For you. I'm so excited.
I can have that feeling that it can be a great experience.
I believe it. I do believe it, you know, and I wish you so many bendiciones for the business and your family. And it has been my pleasure to be able to help you.
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. So hablamos mañana, okay? All right. Have a good rest of the day. Bendiciones. Okay, Gilmar. Bye-bye.